Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about luck in Chinese. We are very lucky to have David Agus, the professor of medicine at USC, the leading cancer doctor and researcher, co-director of the National Cancer Institute, founder of Oncology.com, and a New York Times bestselling author. Hi, David.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。Right, your most recent book, The Lucky Years, has been a best-selling book on Amazon and everywhere. Can you share with us about it?
My field in medicine, health, and technology, there literally is a breakthrough happening every month. So we are at the golden years in terms of discovery. And I really believe we're all going to benefit from it, but only if we actually prepare for it. So in order to benefit from these breakthroughs, one doesn't just have to sit back passively, one has to get active. And so in these lucky years, one has to start to learn about oneself, learn about what's going on so you can benefit. You know, it's an amazing time. We're seeing now there are 3 billion letters in our DNA code, and we have the ability now through a new enzyme called CRISPR to change one letter of that code. So the ability to really rewrite and take away diseases or make food healthier, there's an astounding revolution happening.
Right. We really need to make our own luck to make us healthier, living longer. So before we go into the details how to do it, let's learn how to say it in Chinese.
Great.
The way to say good luck in Chinese is 好运.
好运.
好运. 好 is good, just like 你好, 好 is good. And 运 is the fortune. 好运. And 好, we know it's good, is the third tone, so let's go down first and up. 好.
好.
Yeah, that means good. And 运. 运, originally, actually, that means to transport the army. So it means transportation, and then later on, that turned into a fortune. And in this case, fortune is neutral. It doesn't mean good or bad, it's just the fortune. And to make sure we say it's a good one, we say 好运.
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 And then in this case, when we pronounce 运, we try to make our mouth a bit rounded as if we were going to whistle. 运.
好运.
好运. And then to say someone has bad luck, we say 坏运.
坏运.
坏运. 坏 means bad, so 坏运 is not a good one. And in this case, when we say someone who is very lucky, sometimes we use a different way of expressing it. We say 幸运.
幸运.
幸运. Yeah, 幸 is an interesting word. The original shape of the word actually meant someone avoid from dying.
Wow.
So in ancient time, survival was a very big subject and everything was about survival. So someone managed to survive was the lucky one.
That's great.
Yeah, 幸运.
幸运.
幸运. So I think we are all the very 幸运 or 好运 people because, as you mentioned, in the modern era, the medicine allowed us to do a lot of things, not only to cure, but also to prevent illness.
You know, there's a pill that if you take it, will reduce not the incidence, but the death rate of cancer by 30%, heart disease by 22%, and stroke by 17%. This pill is 2,433 years old. Hippocrates said you take the bark of the willow tree and chew it and pain and fever go away because it's aspirin. So an aspirin a day will reduce cancer death rate, heart disease, and stroke. And we've been doing it for over 2,000 years. Something as simple as that mm-hmm. can have a profound effect on health in the long run. And it does it by blocking inflammation.
Right. And I remember you mentioned somewhere, instead of having vitamins, actually it's more beneficial to have aspirins.
No question. I mean, vitamin pills are bad for one's health. You know, our body absorbs the nutrition it needs through food at certain times and certain places. When you take a pill with a large amount at once, it actually screws up the signaling. So if an older woman takes high-dose vitamin D, she'll increase the rate of her bone fractures, not decrease, increase. If a man takes vitamin E, dramatic increase in prostate cancer, and we can keep going. So the key is get your nutrients from real food, avoid the vitamins, and we have to temper down inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what aspirin does. And that's what another class of drugs called statins, that was originally derived from the red rice yeast in China. But that's the Lipitor, the Crestors. And one of those a day also tempers down inflammation and reduces heart disease and cancer.
Mm-hmm. In your book, The Lucky Years, you also touched on personalized medicine can even do something in addition to curing people. They can also make people to become fatter or become slimmer as they wish.
Oh, there's going to be new eras in medicine. So it turns out, no offense, that you have tenfold more bacteria in you than human cells. Well, these bacteria inside you, they control your metabolism, how you absorb food, what you absorb food. And it's called a microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going forward, we know that changing that can make you gain weight, lose weight, can actually control diabetes. So one of the ways we're going to treat disease going forward is changing the bacteria that are right for you in your GI system.
Right. And it so sounds amazing. That what can I do as an individual to enjoy the benefit of modern personalized medicine? Should I go to have my genome sequenced and then go to see a doctor to tailor-made the future beautiful, healthy me? How can I do it?
Well, right now, you can spit into a tube and we can sequence your DNA. And it will tell you what could happen. It tells you your relative risk. So there's a lot of diseases in the world. If I say what could happen to you, then you're going to focus on it. It allows you to actually hopefully change your behavior because it's personalized. You know, I said, and then I did it myself. It was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, my DNA. And I realized I was very high risk for heart disease.
Right.
So based on that, I changed my diet. I now walk during the day. I changed my exercise. My whole family changed too, because what affects me also affects my children.
Mm-hmm.
So together as a family, we changed our behavior. I had known that heart disease ran in my family, but until I saw it on a piece of paper and my own DNA, it really changed me.
Right. And in terms of cancer, and of course, you're an oncologist, and I just read a few books about them, such as Anti-Cancer.
You know, and certain parts of that book I like and certain parts I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
Magic formula of pills or supplements that will prevent cancer or treat cancer. So what we know is that it's very simple, is that avoid tobacco, right? Tobacco, smoking is very bad and can obviously cause problems. We also know that it's movement over time. So the hour at the gym is great, but you have to move during the day.
Yep.
Movement over time equals health. Our bodies were designed to move. Eat your meals the same time every day. Eat a good fat diet, not a low fat diet, a good fat diet, and as much as possible, relax. Spend downtime. I mean, that's going to be critical, is reducing your stress. And then, because remember, evolution said who has good children. Evolution didn't select out for who lives till 100 or 110. So in order to live that long, we actually have to tinker a little bit. And that's where the aspirin comes in. That's where the statins comes in. That's where going to the doctor once a year to look for prevention and make sure there's nothing else going on. And also things like the flu shot are critical.
Right.
If you skip the flu shot and you get the flu, most people survive. But your rate of cancer and heart disease are elevated a decade from now from all that inflammation associated with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So those little things make a big difference in the long run.
Wow. So we are really in the lucky years that we can do a lot to improve our health. Thank you so much, David, for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with us. And I hope everybody can stay healthy and to continue creating more luck. This way to say good luck, 好运,幸运 in Chinese. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, and I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, David.
再见.